Good morning, everyone. Yesterday, I have a wedding at the Cathedral of Denver, downtown Denver. And I was driving over there right immediately after Mass. And do you know Father Mike Raff? He used to be at Cabrini. He's a young priest and abbot. So Father Mike Raff, he is a pastor of St. Joseph in Denver, in downtown Denver on the 6th Avenue nearby the St. Joseph's hospital. So he's a pastor over there. But he has, because he used to live at Light of the World, he lived in our rectory. And then, but on his Amazon Prime, he still ordered things back to the rectory. So last week, I got a package for him. And then, so yesterday, I was driving to the downtown Denver to say Mass for a wedding, to celebrate a wedding. But on the way, I brought with me his package. So I was driving into going to the cathedral, and if you go to the cathedral, you will passing by St. Joseph in Denver. And when I was driving like the car, like the whole land is I am driving, and I am on this side of the road. And then I saw Father Mike. He walked right like on my side toward me, and then I rolled out my window and I yelled at him, "Father Mike, I got a package for you." and then, "Hey, Duke, what are you doing?" Like, so he just walking toward me, and then I'm driving on my car, but like we have a stoplight, and I stop my car, and then, "So, hey, do you want to see your package?" And then, "Hey, this is your package." I'm just like, this is on my chair, and I just throw the package for him over the window. "Hey, got your package." And then he yelled at me, "Dude, you look like a drug dealer." So I was in black. I was with my sunglasses, and then he was like the black man. Like, I'm Asian, like a Asian mafia. Like, try to leave her like a package during in the middle of downtown Denver, and it looks like handling all the drug dealers. And then, he yelled at me, "Hey, you look like a drug dealer." And then, yeah, so I closed my window, and then I feel someone looking at me on another side. So when you feel that, just look at them, right? And then I saw a lady, like she looks at me directly. And when I saw her, she saw me, and then I saw her, and then she just came away, and then she didn't want to look at me. I think she thought I am a drug dealer, and then... So I delivered a package for Father Mike in the middle of the 6th Avenue. I just threw it to him. Well, that happened to me yesterday, and I have a wedding at the cathedral. It's so beautiful, but that is Father Mike Raff. He is a pastor now at St. Joseph. You don't believe me? Ask him. He will tell you exactly story. Well, anyway, but... Father Greg, he asked me to have a short homily today because we have a festival. So the homily today will be short, okay? You're welcome. The gospel today is all about narrow gate. When a person asks Jesus, "Hey, is there any people, is there few people go to heaven?" And then Jesus, he said, "Follow the narrow gate." Brother, sister, I want to share with you narrow gate. Why I have been thinking a lot, why people don't like Catholics? Why not everyone is being Catholics? Or why, if we are Catholic, people will see you differently. People will hate you, people will love you, but most of them, they don't like you. Why is that? Narrow gate, brother, sister, I think human beings, we don't like rules. We don't like laws. Why I need to follow that rules? Why I need to fulfill the law? Why I need to go to the church on Sunday? Why I need to keep fasting? Why I need to whatever? Why? When the Israelite, the Lord, he gave a Ten Commandments to people, the people said, "No, I'm good. Let me handle my life." Why you need to give the Ten Commandments? It's not a 10 advices, but 10 commandments. It's not like a 10 recommendations, but 10 commandments. And the people now, like, why? Why we need to follow like 10 commandments? We don't like rules. Do you like rules? Like, why? But the Lord, he gave a 10 commandments to people to follow. And the people said, good, no, I'm good, God. And then immediately when they say no, in Exodus and in the Genesis, when people say no to 10 commandments, they immediately worship golden cow. So you know the story, when they say no to God's commandments, they immediately worshiping another God. When they say no to God, they worship another pagan. When they stop listening to God, they worshiping themselves, money, idols, pagans. Because like they don't accept rules. Not recently, but I gave a talk to the young adult. And then there was a young man asked me, hey, Father Anthony, how would you share with me that how can I improve my life in the future? How can I live as a Catholic? How can I stay strong for my future? And I told him two things I want you to know and I want you to do. First, discipline for yourself. Second, mercy to people. First of all, discipline for yourself. And then he asked me, hey, give me a discipline that I need to fulfill in my daily lives. And I, making your bed every day. And he said, oh, well, we think like discipline is something important. Yes, but making your bed every morning, that is discipline. That is discipline. Discipline with yourselves. Discipline, fulfill the Ten Commandments, like discipline with that, because those rules helped you. Discipline with yourself. And then the next one, be merciful, mercy on people. Why? Because we all sinners. We all making mistakes every day. And then if you being judgmental, you're like, no. No. You should not. Why? We all making mistakes. Me right now, with my accent, you can recognize I'm making grammar mistakes every day. No, I will not judge you because you're whatever. But hey, be merciful on the people surround you, because we all, sooner or later, we have something off, something wrong. Narrow gate, discipline, self-control, virtuous. People don't like that. Why I need to be a virtuous? Give me whatever. Give me alcohol. Give me drugs. Give me like marijuana. I'll be fun. I have fun with my life. I do whatever I want. This is my body. I do whatever I want. And the society will provide it for you unlimited. Maybe in Colorado right now, maybe you know way better than me because you are Coloradans. I'm not, I'm Vietnamese, I'm Asian. So maybe you know way better than me about those issues right now. But so, like, society will provide for you unlimited, like, hey, why you need to be a Catholic? Why you need to follow on Sunday? Why you need to do that? Why you need to fast? No, that's really dumb. Like, dude, why you need to fast? Do you have the same questions like if you like your friends asking you about that? Why I need to be a priest? So some question like no one loves rules at all. Israelite, this story is not like a nowadays, recently story, but it happened like centuries already. People are always debating about why we need to have rules. Why we need to have a Ten Commandments? That is commandments, that's not advices. That is not like recommendations, but commandments means that we need to fulfill that. And when you have those commandments, you feel, no, I'm human. I'm good, God. Why? You know that. But discipline for yourself and mercy on people will help you a lot to be a strong Catholic. That's all I have for you all today. I hope my homily is short enough. but invite you all to reflect with me. Discipline for yourself, narrow gate, virtuous, virtues, all the stuff you need to do. And the next one will be merciful on the people surrounding you.